I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 20th. Well, the Quincy City Council last night voted to eliminate the emergency management departments. Councilors voted 6-3 to cut the director of emergency management, currently former Ward 1 City Councilor Dave McCarthy. They also voted to keep the position of operations manager, currently held by Declan Geary, at a salary of almost $69,000. The cut reduces the city budget by about $172,000. Councilors Noel DeBona, Richard Ash, and Walter Hubley voted against making that cut. The council voted to approve budgets last night for the police, fire, and school departments as proposed by the administration. A severe storm blew through the Boston area last night. Tens of thousands of people were left without power. Early reports of storm damage included a fire apparently sparked by lightning and tree damage. At one point, there were just over 71,000 customers out of power statewide, including 87% of the town of Milton, according to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Eversource reported about 50,000 customers without power in Boston. An Eversource representative said almost all of the outages have been resolved as of midnight. There were more outages in nearby Newton and Dedham. People on social media reporting outages in Dorchester, Roslindale, Mattapan, Hyde Park, and West Roxbury. A lightning strike apparently started a house fire on Erie Street in Dorchester. Firefighters in Brookline knocked down a fire on the roof of a home on Hammond Street after a lightning strike. And there were reports of tree damage in Cambridge, Newton, and Winthrop. The MBTA yesterday announcing the launch of the new F10 Harbor Loop ferry route beginning on June 29th. The new route will provide year-round weekday service connecting North Station, the Aquarium, the Seaport, and Logan Airport, expanding transit access and improving connections across Boston Harbor. Designed with commuters in mind, the Harbor Loop will operate on weekdays about every 30 minutes during peak travel times. The Harbor Loop will supplement, not replace, the existing Seaport Ferry, which is operated by the Mass Convention Center. The new route provides more consistent travel options during peak commuting hours and improves connections across the MBTA system. Riders can access the subway at the Aquarium Station and North Station and connect to other ferry routes serving at Long Wharf, Central Wharf, the Hingham, Hull Ferry, Lynn, Winthrop, Quincy Ferries, Charlestown, and East Boston. Two vehicles crashed in Randolph early yesterday morning, leaving 8 people injured. Everybody inside the vehicles that collided at the intersection of North Street and Divine Road at 2:30 in the morning was able to get out, according to Randolph Police and Fire. None of the injuries were life-threatening. Randolph police were investigating what caused the crash. Fire Chief Ronald Casford credited first responders from Holbrook and Canton for helping to transport people to Boston Medical Center South and Milton Hospital. Gas prices continue to climb in Massachusetts before travelers hit the road for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The latest numbers from AAA show gas is averaging $4.49 a gallon as of yesterday, up 3 cents in the past week. A month ago, gas was $3.95 a gallon in Massachusetts. Drivers are now paying close to the national average, which is $4.53 a gallon. The state is 25th on AAA's list of the highest gas prices in the nation. AAA says gas prices in the Northeast face continued pressure as demand remains solid, exports outpace production, and the global supply crisis caused by the war with Iran enters an 11th week. Gas was $2.99 in Massachusetts a year ago, but the Iran war has driven up costs. Despite the high prices and more expensive flights, AAA says it predicts slightly more people will travel this Memorial Day weekend compared to last year. It's projected 45 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, with 39 million driving and 3.6 flying. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 322. The NASDAQ dropped 220, and the S&P fell 49. Sports: Red Sox beat the Royals 7-1. They're back at it at Kansas City tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: hazy, hot, and humid, with a chance of afternoon storms again, high of 92. Clearing tonight, and lows will drop off into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 69. Sunny on Friday, the high of 69, and partly sunny Saturday, high 68. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, west winds 10 to 15 with gusts to 20, high tide 3:08 p.m. Sunrise 5:17, sets at 8:03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 20th.